5. Harvard Museum of Natural Science. Han Meimei and John are on the way to Harvard Museum of Natural Science.
There is one place that you can't miss when you come to Harvard.
I'd like to visit every corner of Harvard as soon as possible.
Ha! The city of Rome was not built in one day. You can take your time when you become a member here. For now, I'd like to show you the Museum of Natural Science.
No, John. I thought you're going to take me to other places of Harvard. We haven't finished our Harvard trip. I don't want to go elsewhere.
We're not going elsewhere. We're going to have a Harvard Museum.
You what? Harvard Museum? Don't fool me. How can a university have a museum?
Haven't you heard about university museums?
No, I'm afraid not. I know I'm a little ignorant and ill-informed.
Never and ever say that again. You're learning.
Thank you, John. I can't wait to see what the Museum of Natural Science looks like. Let's go. I didn't expect that there's a fair number of people.
Today is Sunday. So many working people and school children come.
I thought the museum is only for Harvard students.
No, it serves the public. It's the university's most visited museum with more than 155,000 visitors every year.
Not many, but quite enough for a university's museum.
In fact, the museum is only the public face of other museums.
What do you mean by saying that?
The exhibits here are only part of the whole collections of Harvard. There are other three museums whose main function is for research and study. The museum, on the other hand, aims to arouse the public's interest in natural history.
A good university will assume the responsibility to educate not only its own students, but the whole society. And museums have the power to change the way we see and understand our world.
You can say that again. Harvard University has done quite well on this point.
Since it's open to the public, I can visit quite often during my stay in Cambridge.
There are also many lectures given by Harvard faculty and other scientists each year. You can come and attend the lectures.
Really? Great! I've been interested in natural evolution. John, I've never seen such a big egg. Is it real?
Wow, that's the elephant bird egg. I just read about it on books yesterday.
So, you've never seen it before?
No, this is the first time I've seen it. But I've done enough homework yesterday before being your guide today.
I appreciate it.
I just performed the duties of a host. If I go to China, you will do the same thing.
That's for sure.
Let's go back on the track. The elephant bird egg is the most precious treasure of the museum. It is the largest egg in the world.
As far as I know, the largest egg in the world is the ostrich's egg.
That's because the elephant birds are extinct now. The egg has a history of about 300 years.
I see.
It is said that the curator will guard the egg the whole day and is the only one who can touch it.
It deserves to be the most precious treasure of the museum.
There are many other rare and interesting exhibits. Let's move on.